Russ Prescott, someone I knew from the past. He's the former Republican member of the Executive Council. I think it was the 3rd District, if I have it right, from 2017 to 2021. He's also a former New Hampshire State Senator in what would be, I think, the 23rd District. He joins us live as a Republican now, entering the first congressional district primary race. Good morning. I'll still call you Senator. How are you?
I am very good. Good to talk to you, Jack.
Well, a question I like to ask people, whether they're running for Congress, Senate, governor, or president, why'd you make this decision?
I have the leadership experience from the Senate, as you mentioned, and the Executive Council. But another part is that 35 years in business, I know how to turn an economy around in my own business, you know, managing 50 employees. And I want to take that experience to Washington. That's why I'm running.
And let me ask you this, Russ Prescott. You know, the field in this U.S. Senate primary race and now the 1st District Congressional race of Republicans, that is, because you have Democrat incumbents, in this case, Chris Pappas. There is, you know, there's more than one candidate there. I'm not going to go through the whole field, but there are a good number of candidates running. I guess the question is, did you feel, because you kind of were the last one to get in before the filing of name-worthy or noteworthy name recognition, did you feel the Republican field was somehow lacking that needed you to kind of jump in?
Yeah, well, I am the only Republican candidate, fiscal conservative with a track record. I have experience with balancing budgets and governing in my time in the Senate and the Council. It's also been half of my adult life I've been running for office. This is probably my 12th time running for office. And with that experience, kind of growing and maturing in the political end, as well as just bringing my business sense to it, I think that gives me a broad path to victory because of that experience.
Did you think, Russ Prescott, did you think at all about running for the U.S. Senate Republican primary versus 1st District?
No, I had 3 tries at that with Maggie Hassett and myself, and I learned from the first 2 to be very, very positive in my races. So, again, experience, it helps, and to be positive, it gives me the ability to let the voters know that I'm going to run a positive campaign. I want to make sure that if elected, it's a mandate to be positive, to make a difference in Washington with my experience. And I won't need any time to learn that because I've been doing it practically for 24 years.
How would you assess the performance of, if you get the nomination of Chris Pappas, the Democrat incumbent, what kind of job has he done representing the 1st District in your mind?
Well, it's difficult for someone to see what President Biden and his policies have done. And it's very difficult to turn that around when you were there when it happened. It's difficult. And that's why a person that would replace Chris Pappas would be someone that would take a different tax. And that tax would be fiscal conservative, balancing a budget, making sure that people are in consideration when we're talking about the vast, vast problems we have with
right.
Runaway inflation. What used to be $100 is now $150. What used to be a $6 breakfast is now $14 this morning.
Right.
It's pretty bad. So,
let me ask you, Russ Prescott, inflation, energy costs, gas and oil, gas prices. I've argued and say in my show quite often, I think the number one thing that's exasperating inflation with rising interest rates is record fuel prices. Look at the utilities, Eversource, Liberty, probably Unitil requesting their 50% rate hikes. These are big, big numbers. And the Biden administration, other than Senator Hassan talking about a suspension of the federal gas tax, no one seems to have an answer. The Biden administration doesn't seem to really want to sit down with the American producers of U.S. oil and gas and refineries. Instead, they kind of chastise and point the finger at them for record profits and rather go to OPEC and Saudi Arabia. Do you believe, number one, the administration should be talking with U.S. oil producers to produce more? Do you think we should be drilling more now to lower prices later to increase supply?
Yes, the restrictions and the policies that the Biden administration has put on the whole country has exacerbated this situation with increased pricing. And we need to turn that backwards. We need to get back to where we were with people and companies being able to, you know, drill as well as bring pipelines into the country, as well as those are the two main points. Yep.
Well, let me ask you this before we let you go. Former state senator, executive counselor Russ Prescott, a Republican running in the 1st Congressional District. Today, the Supreme Court could issue rulings as they sort of wind their session to an end here. And one could be the long-anticipated ruling after that leak on the majority opinion draft that could impact Roe versus Wade. Where are you on the abortion issue, and do you support the bill that recently passed the House that Governor Sununu supported, banning abortions or restricting them only in the 7th, 8th, and 9th month, not the first 6 months? Do you think that should be Roe v. Wade should be tossed out and this issue get kicked back to the states? And do you support the recent law that passed the House as part of the budget to only restrict abortion in the 7th, 8th, or 9th months?
Sure. There's two questions there. First answer is, let the Supreme Court decide. But most importantly, if they do decide that Roe v. Wade is overturned, stay the course, each state by state, and don't make large changes, large sweeping changes. And I do support what happened in the budget for HB2, which included some restrictions. And that's where I stand. Let's just stay the course, be steady, leave it in the state's hands, in the people's representatives in the House and in the Senate, and let it just work out in a longer time pattern than be too overreactive.
And do you support the New Hampshire Republican law that recently passed that Governor Sununu supported?
That is correct. That was in House Bill 2.
All right. Russ Prescott, we'll get you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire, on our network of News Talk stations running in the 1st Congressional District Republican. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.